When the devastating 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami struck Japan, claiming nearly 16,000 lives and causing a nuclear disaster, the world witnessed something remarkable. Rather than succumbing to despair, Japanese society rallied around a single powerful concept, Ganbatte. This philosophy, meaning do your best or never give up, has propelled Japan through countless disasters, from World War II's atomic bombings to economic crises. The concept has gained such global recognition that Time magazine named it one of the top 10 non-English expressions everyone should know. Even celebrities like Marie Kondo and tennis champion Naomi Osaka credit this mindset for their international success. In Ganbatte, the Japanese art of always moving forward, Albert Lieberman reveals how this deceptively simple concept has shaped one of history's most resilient cultures, and how it can transform your own approach to life's inevitable challenges. At its core, Ganbatte represents a fundamental philosophical shift in how we approach challenges. While many Western cultures wish someone good luck before a difficult task, the Japanese say Ganbatte, a profound difference in mindset. The expression comes from the verb ganbaru, combining characters for stubborn, firm/expand, and the infinitive ending. Rather than leaving outcomes to chance or fate, Ganbatte places responsibility squarely on personal effort and determination. This perspective transforms how we view both success and failure. When you've given your absolute best effort, when you've truly embodied Ganbatte, even imperfect outcomes become acceptable because you know nothing more could have been done. The philosophy values perseverance over surrender, continuous learning over fixed mindsets, and finding meaning in the journey rather than fixating solely on destinations. The Ganbatte approach also acknowledges life's inevitable difficulties without sugarcoating them. Instead of avoiding challenges, it encourages us to anticipate them, prepare thoroughly, practice with smaller obstacles first, and develop resilience through experience. This mindset doesn't promise an easy path, quite the opposite. It promises that through persistent effort, what initially seems impossible gradually becomes manageable, then routine, and eventually mastered. Perhaps most importantly, Ganbatte isn't about achieving perfection on the first attempt. It's about maintaining forward momentum despite setbacks, learning from each experience, and trusting that consistent effort compounds over time into remarkable results that luck alone could never produce. Katsushika Hokusai's iconic woodblock print, The Great Wave off Kanagawa, perfectly captures the essence of Ganbatte. The image depicts fishing boats caught in towering waves, with Mount Fuji visible in the background. The sailors aren't frozen in terror, they're actively rowing, fighting to survive by moving forward rather than surrendering to the sea's power. This artwork serves as a powerful metaphor for life's unpredictable challenges. Sometimes we sail through calm waters, while other times we face overwhelming waves that threaten to capsize everything we've built. The Ganbatte philosophy reminds us that even the largest waves eventually break, and our response determines whether we survive or thrive through difficult circumstances. When facing life's storms, we always have choices. We can remain safely on shore as spectators, never risking failure, but also never experiencing growth. Or we can venture into uncertain waters, knowing we might encounter difficult conditions, but gaining invaluable experience regardless of outcome. As philosopher Alan Watts observed, we are not strangers to this world, but emerge from it naturally, like waves from the ocean. The most dangerous position in turbulent seas isn't moving forward. It's remaining motionless. In both the ocean and in life, stillness means being swallowed by waves or devoured by apathy. The Ganbatte approach teaches us that continuous movement, even small, incremental progress, provides our best chance not just of survival, but of discovering new horizons beyond the storm. The Japanese proverb, Ishi no ue ni mo san nen, even on a rock for 3 years, captures the transformative power of persistence. The saying derives from the legend of Bodhidharma, the Buddhist monk who reportedly sat motionless in meditation on a rock for 3 years, eventually losing the use of his legs but achieving spiritual enlightenment. This story inspired the creation of Daruma dolls, those egg-shaped talismans sold throughout Japan with blank eyes. When setting a goal, you paint one eye. Only after achieving your objective do you paint the second eye. This visual reminder of unfinished business keeps the Gambate spirit alive through difficult periods when motivation naturally wanes. The proverb acknowledges an uncomfortable truth. Mastery requires enduring initial discomfort. Whether starting a new job among strangers, learning a musical instrument, or developing any valuable skill, the beginning is almost always awkward and challenging. Many people abandon worthy pursuits during this initial period of difficulty, never discovering what might have developed with just a little more persistence. Life isn't merely about beginning something new. It's about having the determination to complete what we've started. The 3-year metaphor reminds us that meaningful achievements require sustained effort over time. While modern culture often celebrates overnight success, the Gambate mindset recognizes that what appears to be sudden achievement almost always represents years of persistent, often unseen effort. Japanese culture comfortably embraces seeming contradictions, viewing them as practical responses to life's changing circumstances rather than logical inconsistencies. The proverb, Tenseki koke musugu, a rolling stone gathers no moss, perfectly illustrates this philosophical flexibility. Originally a Latin proverb by Publilius Syrus celebrating nomadic freedom, it was later reinterpreted by Erasmus as advocating mobility over stagnation. For Japanese people, however, moss, koke, holds deep cultural significance. It even appears in their national anthem as something beautiful that adorns stones over time. The Japanese interpretation contains both perspectives simultaneously. Bad moss suggests it's time to move on from stagnant situations, while beautiful moss indicates value in remaining committed to what you've built. Only you can determine whether your current circumstances call for remaining still to cultivate beautiful growth or rolling onward toward new opportunities. The key is avoiding feeling trapped by rigid thinking. Sometimes life demands being an uncatchable rolling stone, evading limitations through constant movement. Other times, wisdom means stopping long enough to let fresh moss grow around you, developing deep roots and connections. The Gambate philosophy embraces this paradox, knowing when to persist in your current path despite difficulties, and when persistence becomes mere stubbornness requiring a change in direction. This flexible mindset allows you to adapt to life's changing seasons without abandoning your core principles or long-term vision, a crucial skill in our rapidly changing world. The difficult we do immediately. The impossible takes a little longer. This motto of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers perfectly captures the Gambate approach to seemingly insurmountable challenges. Rather than seeing impossible as an absolute barrier, the Gambate mindset views it merely as something requiring more time, effort, and creative persistence. Consider the story of Jordi Campoy, a successful music producer whose true dream was publishing a novel. Despite working for a popular television program and mixing for famous Spanish artists, he spent 10 years perfecting his manuscript about a London cellist, rewriting it 4 times based on professional feedback. After working with a literary mentor who helped him refine his work, his novel was finally published to positive reviews. The Gambate approach to challenging goals involves breaking them down into manageable pieces, doing the difficult daily while taking time with the seemingly impossible. This means establishing consistent habits that gradually chip away at major objectives. Rather than becoming overwhelmed by the distance between your current position and ultimate goal, focus on taking the next logical step forward. This mindset also requires patience with the natural learning curve any worthwhile endeavor demands. As a Zen master once told his impatient student who wanted quick enlightenment, Sha Kan, calm down, relax, and keep moving forward with steady steps. Though the student was frustrated by this response, the master was teaching that life rewards patience and punishes haste, a lesson demonstrated by centenarian couples like Masao and Miyako Matsumoto, who attributed their 80-year marriage simply to patience. Sometimes the Gambatte spirit manifests not through obvious persistence, but through strategic flexibility, knowing when apparent surrender serves your larger purpose. The Japanese expression makeru gakachi, losing is winning, captures this counterintuitive wisdom. Consider the author's experience playing Go with an Okinawan host. Despite having a winning position, he noticed his opponent's increasingly sour mood. Recognizing that maintaining a pleasant relationship mattered more than winning the game, he deliberately made mistakes that allowed his host to win. This decision transformed the evening into a joyful experience and birthed a lasting friendship, a far more valuable outcome than a single victory. This principle applies in numerous life situations. Letting children win occasionally to build their confidence, accepting a lower percentage in business negotiations to establish better relationships, yielding in romantic arguments when harmony matters more than being right, or allowing colleagues to implement their ideas to gain future allies. By temporarily losing these small battles, we often win the more important war of meaningful human connection. The Gambatte philosophy isn't about blind stubbornness or winning at all costs. It's about maintaining clear sight of your ultimate objectives and recognizing when apparent surrender actually serves your deeper purposes. This requires the wisdom to distinguish between core principles where compromise would betray your values and situations where flexibility demonstrates true strength rather than weakness. We often forget that every master was once a beginner. The concert pianist who first touched a key, the painter who first held a brush, the Olympic athlete who once couldn't walk. The Japanese saying, Senri no michi mo ippo kara, even a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, reminds us that all great achievements start with a modest beginning. When facing new challenges, whether learning a hobby, starting a relationship, changing careers, or pursuing any worthy goal, focus only on taking that crucial first step. This initial action builds confidence for the second step, then the third, until progress becomes almost instinctive. If motivation wanes along the way, remember Gambatte to renew your determination. This principle appears in the story of a young archer determined to become the world's greatest. A kudo master assigns him an impossible task, to hit the moon with an arrow. Despite village ridicule, the archer faithfully practices night after night, shooting countless arrows at every phase of the moon. After years of dedicated practice, he returns to the master, expecting disappointment at his failure to hit the impossible target. Instead, the master reveals the true lesson. By shooting thousands of arrows at an impossible target, the archer has indeed become the world's greatest. The archer aims at himself, the master explains, showing that the impossible goal was merely a vehicle for mastery through dedicated practice. True achievement comes not from hitting external targets, but from the internal transformation that occurs through persistent effort. The entrepreneurial spirit closely aligns with Gambatte. Both involve taking initiative when others merely talk and persisting through difficulties. This mindset applies far beyond business to arts, hobbies, sports, and personal health. While the lethargic person perpetually delays action to an imaginary tomorrow, the entrepreneurial mind begins immediately. The 10 Gambatte rules for entrepreneurs provide practical guidance. First, do it now rather than waiting for perfect conditions. Second, start without complete experience. Learn along the way through action. Third, view mistakes as valuable learning opportunities rather than failures. Fourth, remain steadfast in your vision while maintaining flexibility in your strategy. Fifth, always aim for excellence rather than mere adequacy. Sixth, surround yourself with like-minded people who support your vision. Seventh, never stop learning regardless of your success level. Eighth, practice patience. The best results take time to develop. Ninth, share your project early to receive crucial feedback. Finally, trust your intuition above all else. A path with heart is always a good path. This entrepreneurial approach appears in the life of Jiro Ano, a 94-year-old sushi master with 87 years of kitchen experience. His humble restaurant in Tokyo's Ginza subway station became the first sushi establishment to earn 3 Michelin stars. Jiro's secret to success embodies Gambate. Once you decide on your occupation, you must immerse yourself in your work. You have to fall in love with your work. Never complain about your job. You must dedicate your life to mastering your skill. This complete dedication transforms ordinary work into extraordinary achievement. Gambate transcends mere vocabulary to embody Japan's collective spirit during crisis. After World War II devastated the nation, this mindset helped transform Japan from ruins to the world's second largest economy by 1978. When natural disasters strike, like the 1995 Kobe earthquake that inspired Gambaro Kobe, or the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami, the Gambate spirit unites Japanese society. The slogan Gambaro Kobe conveyed that Kobe wasn't alone. All Japan was sending support and determination to overcome catastrophe together. During the COVID-19 pandemic, this spirit emerged again in Japan and seemingly worldwide, a reminder that collective resilience requires both individual responsibility and community support. This resilience appears in the story of Tama the Cat, who saved the financially struggling Kishigawa train line in Wakayama Prefecture. When the railway faced closure in 2006, local residents refused to surrender. Instead of accepting defeat, they volunteered to watch over stations and proposed something extraordinary, appointing a cat named Tama as station master at Kishi Station. The railway company embraced this unconventional solution, even drawing up an official contract that Tama signed with a paw print. Wearing the official cap and working at the station in exchange for cat food, Tama helped increase passenger numbers by over 10%, revitalizing both the railway's finances and local tourism. Her success led to promotions, station renovations featuring cat-themed architecture, and upon her death in 2015, a funeral attended by 3,000 people. This story exemplifies how Gambate, combined with creativity, can find solutions where conventional thinking sees only dead ends, a powerful lesson for navigating our own personal and collective crises. The Japanese philosophy of Kaizen, combining Kai, change, and Zen, good, represents continuous improvement through incremental changes, focused on process rather than results. This approach, exemplified by Toyota's manufacturing system, emphasizes daily betterment through the structured 5S process: Seiri, sort; Seiton, systematize; Seiso, shine; Seiketsu, standardize; and Shitsuke, sustain. Toyota added 2 additional principles: challenge, pursuing a long-term vision beyond comfort zones; and Genchi Genbutsu, solving problems by direct observation at their source rather than through reports. This methodical approach eliminates waste, muda, while fostering innovation through disciplined, consistent improvement. The philosophy extends beyond manufacturing to become a lifestyle approach, summarized as today better than yesterday, tomorrow better than today. This connects directly to wabi-sabi, the beauty of imperfection, which embraces 3 natural truths: nothing is perfect, nothing is complete, and nothing lasts forever. The second principle particularly relates to Gambate, as believing one's work is finished reflects complacency, antithetical to continuous improvement. Buddha's final words, "I am always starting," captures this endless potential for growth. Even Leonardo da Vinci acknowledged that a work of art is never finished, it is only abandoned. This philosophy appears in the life of Yayoi Kusama, who transformed her schizophrenic hallucinations of colored dots and flowers into internationally acclaimed art. Despite mental health challenges that led her to voluntarily enter a Tokyo psychiatric hospital in 1977, she continues creating art daily at age 91. Her giant yellow pumpkin with black circles on Naoshima Beach and other installations demonstrate how personal difficulties can become unique creative expressions through persistent effort. Through Kaizen and Ganbatte, what initially appears as limitation often becomes our most distinctive strength if we maintain the discipline of continuous improvement rather than settling for good enough.
The most important muscle for a writer isn't talent, but the ability to remain seated and committed to the work despite discomfort. The author describes writing their first book by hand, committing to a strict 2-hour daily writing schedule regardless of mood or temptation. This discipline, sitting at the kitchen table with sencha tea from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., often began with resistance and distraction. However, persistence eventually led to a transformative state where words flowed effortlessly, time disappeared, and the writer became fully immersed in the narrative landscape. This experience demonstrates why consistent practice matters more than sporadic brilliance. It creates the conditions for flow to emerge naturally. This principle appears in the Japanese concept of shuhari, a comprehensive philosophy of mastery originating in martial arts, no theater, and tea ceremony. It provides a structured approach through three progressive stages represented as concentric circles. Shu, protect, obey, focuses on mastering traditional fundamentals. Ha, digress, explore, allows questioning basics, and R, transcendence, represents the integration of artist and art. The circular structure indicates that one must complete each inner circle before progressing outward, while still maintaining everything learned previously. Masters integrate all three circles harmoniously, demonstrating that true mastery requires patience, proper sequencing, and self-transformation. Skipping stages leads to frustration rather than flow. This disciplined approach to mastery appears in Japan's longest-lasting companies. 56% of the world's businesses over 200 years old are Japanese. These enduring enterprises maintain focus on fundamental constants while adapting to modern needs. The Nishiyama Onsen Keien Kan Hotel exemplifies this approach. Founded in 1705 and still operating today, it offers modern amenities like Wi-Fi, but remains centered on its volcanic hot springs that have attracted visitors for over 1,300 years. Miyamoto Musashi's The Book of Five Rings presents water as the ideal metaphor for navigating life's challenges. Water, shapeless and adaptable, instantly conforms to whatever contains it. Sometimes a trickle, and sometimes a wild sea. Though Musashi wrote for samurai facing battlefield challenges, his wisdom applies to modern difficulties where our instinct is often confrontational resistance. Instead, we should emulate water's nature, flowing around obstacles rather than fighting them directly. When water encounters turbulence, it eventually finds calm by adapting to new circumstances. Bruce Lee later embraced this philosophy, famously advising, "Be like water, making its way through cracks. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water." This adaptability connects to Stoic philosophy. Both traditions emphasize accepting reality without being controlled by emotions. Like Buddhists, Stoics feel emotions but recognize them as temporary visitors that will eventually depart. When obstacles appear, like a fallen rock blocking your path, you can either give up or find a way around. As Seneca noted, difficulties strengthen the mind as labor strengthens the body. The Stoic Ganbatte approach offers three simple rules. Observe what happens and feel your emotions without letting them control you. Face adversity with perseverance rather than freezing. And focus only on what you can control while releasing worry about what you cannot. This wisdom appears across cultures and eras, from Epictetus to Confucius to Marcus Aurelius to Buddha, all recognizing that our thoughts shape our reality. This water mindset appears in the story of Soichiro Honda, who exemplifies persistent adaptability. After initial rejection by Toyota, he perfected piston rings until gaining their approval in 1941. When American air raids destroyed his factories in 1944, he founded Honda in 1946 and revolutionized motorcycles. His company expanded into cars, 1963, humanoid robotics, 1986, and aircraft, 2003, continuously reinventing itself through adaptability rather than rigid adherence to past success. Japanese architecture contrasts sharply with European design. While Western buildings impress with grand facades, Japanese structures favor minimalist exteriors and lavish attention on less visible elements like interiors and gardens. This seemingly counterintuitive approach exemplifies Gambate, striving for excellence even in details few will notice. Walking through Kyoto, traditional machiya houses appear austere from outside, yet radiate subtle beauty and mystery within. Filmmaker Akira Kurosawa understood this principle deeply, meticulously creating complete sets with fully stocked drawers that might never appear on camera, believing these invisible details would nonetheless be sensed by both actors and audiences. This philosophy applies broadly. Clean your entire house before visitors arrive, not just the guest room. Maintain quality throughout a book, not just the opening chapter. Pay attention to all aspects of your appearance, even undergarments. What cannot be seen can still be felt by both yourself and others around you. This principle of hidden excellence appears in the story of Team Hoyt, Dick and his son Rick, born with cerebral palsy in 1962. When doctors predicted Rick was condemned to live like a vegetable, his parents refused to accept this limitation. Instead, Dick formed Team Hoyt with his son, competing in over 1,000 races, including 250 triathlons and 6 grueling Ironman events. Dick would push Rick's wheelchair during marathons, pull him in a boat while sweating, and carry him on a special seat during cycling portions, all while achieving impressive times. This superhuman effort, powered by love, sent Rick a powerful message: nothing is impossible. Rick went on to graduate from Boston University in special education, live independently, and work at Boston College. The excellence that Dick Hoyt invested in his son wasn't immediately visible to casual observers, but it transformed Rick's life completely, proving that our most meaningful achievements often occur beyond public recognition. The 14th century monk Yoshida Kenko shared profound wisdom about commitment through an archery metaphor. A beginner ought never to have a second arrow, for as long as he relies upon the other, he will be careless with his first one. When our subconscious knows we have backup options, we unconsciously become less focused and dedicated. Many successful entrepreneurs achieved greatness precisely because failure wasn't an option. They knew bankruptcy awaited if they didn't succeed, so they invested extraordinary energy into their first attempt. Paradoxically, despite having experience and resources, these same entrepreneurs often struggle to replicate their initial success in subsequent ventures. The security of having reserve capital, that second arrow, can undermine the intensity and focus that made them successful initially. This principle applies universally, in sports, business, dieting, even relationships. For maximum effectiveness, approach each day as if you have just one shot at success, with no safety net or backup plan. This total commitment creates a psychological state where extraordinary performance becomes possible. The single arrow philosophy appears in the life of Akira Kurosawa, whose legendary filmmaking exemplified extreme dedication to perfection despite limited technology. Without digital effects, he developed innovative techniques, like using telephoto lenses to distance cameras from actors for more natural performances. His perfectionism terrified producers. For Ran, he built and burned a castle in one scene.
For Kage Musha, he hired 5,000 extras for a 3-minute battle sequence, depleting the budget so severely that George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola intervened to secure additional funding. Though primarily appreciated by cinephiles today, his influence transcends film, even inspiring the Kurosawa mode in the video game Ghost of Tsushima. His unwavering commitment to his vision proves that staying true to one's ideas, regardless of effort required, ultimately yields extraordinary results that half-hearted commitment never could. In Tokyo's Tsutaya Bookstore, a cultural paradise in Daikanyama, the author observes two young architects planning a European trip focused on visiting as many countries as possible rather than experiencing places deeply. This contrasts with Constantine Cavafy's poem Ithaca, which celebrates the journey itself. When you depart for Ithaca, wish for the road to be long, full of adventure, full of knowledge. The poet, whose 154 poems represent 50 years of patient effort, advises to have Ithaca always in your mind, but don't in the least hurry the journey, suggesting that wisdom comes from the experiences gathered along the way rather than reaching the destination. This philosophy perfectly encapsulates the essence of Ganmate, finding meaning in the process rather than fixating solely on outcomes. The journey metaphor appears in the Kumano Kodo, Japan's spiritual pilgrimage route, similar to Spain's Way of St. James. This UNESCO World Heritage Path crosses the Kei Peninsula to three great temples known as Kumano Sanzan. Since the 10th century, emperors traveled from Kyoto to make this pilgrimage once or twice in their lifetime. The journey begins with a prayer at Takijiri Oji Shrine, accompanied by the Yatagarasu, the three-legged crow symbolizing heaven, earth, and humanity. Like life itself, these pilgrimages value the transformative experience of the journey rather than merely reaching the destination. The Ganmate philosophy reminds us that our most profound growth often occurs during the challenging middle portions of our journeys, the parts we're tempted to rush through in our eagerness to arrive. As you apply these Ganmate principles to your own life journey, remember that nothing is more disheartening than wasted potential. Talent is common, but perseverance is rare, and both are necessary for meaningful achievement. If you combine an ant's determination with an eagle's vision, remaining flexible as a reed while refusing to surrender to obstacles, you'll not only reach your destination, but discover unexpected treasures along the way.